children. Let's see now, did we discuss all at once or all to once? Do you use that expression?
How's that?
All at once or all to once?
Yes, I use that quite often. It all happened at once or all at once it happened. Or some things like that. I use that word that way quite often.
Mm-hmm. If something is pretty good and you like it, and then you find something that's much better, about two times as good, you say, well, that's good, but this is just...
This is just delicious.
Well,
if it's something to eat, something along that line you're speaking of.
Would you ever say twice as good? Or?
Well, I don't ever use that. Well, I don't think I've heard it used, though. This is just twice as good as that. Yes, I've heard that word used.
Oh, let's try some months now. Let's see, the first month is...
January.
The second one?
February.
Skip a month, and then what?
April.
And the first day of the week is...
Well, we always consider Monday the first day of the week.
That's the way I...
That's the way I've always been. But still, some people has... Sunday or the Sabbath for the first day of the week.
Uh-huh.
But I don't understand that. I
stayed with a lady who was a Seventh-day Adventist.
Yes.
And I did my washing on Saturday. The first time. And
Saturday is their Sunday, you know, and then Sunday's the first day of the week.
Well, I apologized to her and never did it again, but still I offended her by doing it that way. I didn't realize at the time. Well, let's see. Monday's the first, then. What's the second?
Tuesday.
And the third?
Wednesday.
Fourth?
Thursday.
Sixth.
You mean the Saturday's the sixth?
The one before Sunday.
Yeah.
Is
the sixth.
Uh-huh.
And Sunday would be the seventh.
On the sixth day, you said, is what?
Is, Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Are you trying to get me mixed up on that? It wouldn't be hard to do either.
You followed pretty closely. I don't think I could follow these as well as you. I confess. Oh, when you go out in the morning, if you were going out in the morning and you met someone on the street, what might be your greeting to him?
Well, let's see. Well, hello there. Good morning. I was glad to see you. What are you doing out so early this morning? Something like, a dozen different ways to do that.
If you said good morning, how until what time would you say this, perhaps?
Well, I believe it's considered to noon. The mornings are, isn't it? Would be in the forenoon.
Mr. Bennett.
Early in the morning or in the forenoon, I believe it'd be the way.
And then what period of the day do you call that afternoon?
Called afternoon.
Uh-huh. And this goes until when?
Well, then after the sun goes down, I think.
Uh-huh. And then what do you call a period?
Then the early evening would sit in.
Mm-hmm. And in the morning, let's see, the time that the sun appears is called
sunrise.
Uh-huh. And let's see, when the sun disappears at night is
on the setting of the sun, or the sun had gone down.
Uh-huh. You call that any particular time? Sunrise in the morning and
sun sets in the evening.
Uh-huh.